Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One of the most profound conversations ever to take place happened 2,000 years ago, and the question at the heart of the debate continues to vex man nearly two millennia after it was first asked. The conversation took place in the governor's headquarters in Jerusalem between Pontius Pilate, governor of Judea, and Jesus of Nazareth. The setting was a trial for the crime of sedition. In the course of the trial, Jesus made this proclamation: "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." It was then that Governor Pilate asked the all-important question, "What is truth?" It's a question that man has struggled with from then until now, and it's a question that will divide societies from now until the end of time. On the one side are the secular humanists, who say that there is no such thing as objective truth. They believe that everything is relative. On the other side are those who know truth, and Jesus, who said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." In the middle are those still asking the question, "What is truth?" There are those who say these questions should be left to the theologians and the learned in academia. I disagree. Yes, that question is for church leaders and those in ivory towers, but it's also a question that needs to be answered by every one of us, especially for those of us immersed in public policy, where the effects of ignoring truth are plainly visible for anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear. One area where truth is front and center is the area of gender identity, the new hotbed of secular humanism, where those in ivory towers claim that gender is nothing more than a social construct. They believe gender exists on a spectrum where the number of genders is infinite. For those of us who believe, the truth is much more simple. We don't even make it through the first chapter of the Bible before we see the words, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." That's the pure and simple truth. A truth stated by God and borne out in study after study, including a recent study published in the Journal of Infant and Child Development. The research covered 16 studies composed of 787 boys and 813 girls and found that the differences between the two sexes are biological and not fluid, as gender theorists have argued. The study stated no significant effect of the presence of an adult, study context, geographical location of the study, publication data, child's age, or inclusion of gender-neutral toys that made a difference. Left to themselves, boys played with boys' toys and girls played with girls' toys. Gender is not a social construct. It's biological. What is a social construct is the transgender theory being promulgated by colleges and universities. They are the purveyors of secular humanist philosophy, which makes our job even more important. With secular humanism on the one side and truth on the other, there are still those caught in the middle asking the age-old question, "What is truth?" That's why it's so important for the church to speak truth to the culturally relevant issues of our day. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.